Friends and potential friends, this is a place you are welcome, no matter who you love or where you come from or who you are. It's a delight to be here today on Music Sunday with our music director, Hal Walker, showing us just how to really enjoy our time together. Since welcoming is about greeting, it's about relationship, take a moment to look around and say hi to those around you. If every day is an awakening, you will never grow old. You will just keep growing.
Music Sunday is an annual tradition of this church. This unique worship experience is grounded on the Unitarian Universalist understanding that we worship in multiple ways, through word, ritual, contemplation, and music. Today's worship will offer more music and fewer words than usual. Our theme today is in recognition of spring. Springtime has been honored since the dawn of humans. It's the seasoning of awakening, emerging plants, newborn animals, and returning sunlight. This is a time to celebrate a fresh start, following a time of darkness and rest. We hope that today's service will help to awaken your spirit. Come, let us worship together.
And you hope and about 5 months ago, I experienced an awakening. In October of 2016, at the age of 50, I started keeping a budget. Since then, I've been waking up to the reality of what's important to me and what it costs to live my own life. Keeping a budget has been one of the most transformative experiences of my life. And today I'd like to share the story with you. Whether you're 8 years old or 80, and even if you have just $20 to your name, you can experience the transformative joy of budgeting. So I was 50. I'd gone my whole life without balancing my checkbook, without keeping track of my credit card purchases, and without keeping a budget. When the monthly MasterCard statement would arrive, I would close my eyes and hope for the best. It was always quite shocking. Oh my gosh, how could that be? I don't remember spending that much. To tell you the truth, I had no idea what a budget is or how it might help me. Just the word itself overwhelmed me. That's what adults do, I thought. I'm an artist. I've got more important things to think about than boring budgets. I've got songs to write, music to arrange, and big ideas to ponder. Well, a little over a year ago, my sister Johanna started calling me from Colorado, gushing about this web-based software she was using called YNAB, short for You Need a Budget. She started talking about her life in terms of pre-YNAB and post-YNAB. She raved about how revolutionary it had been in her life. I was like, that sounds great, Joe. I know I probably need it, but right now I'm in line at TJ Maxx, and if I apply for their credit card today, everything's 20% off. Well, last October, Johanna came home for a visit, and the timing was perfect. On that day, when she said, Hal, you need a budget, I was ready to pay attention. Using my laptop and my smartphone, Johanna helped me plug into a beautifully designed budgeting system. 5 months later, I now refer to my life in terms of pre-YNAB and post-YNAB. For those of you who don't know what a budget is, I'll give you the basics. Let's say you have $100 in your pocket. Without a budget, you think, ooh, I've got $100 in my pocket, I'm rich. This feels good. So you head into town and you celebrate with a burrito bowl at Chipotle. And you order that extra guacamole. Then you head across the street. You head across the street for a $4 Frappuccino at Starbucks with one of those $2 cookies, and it tastes real good. On the way home, you're walking past Woodsy's, and you see this real shiny musical instrument in the window, and you think about how fun it would be to play this thing and how great it would sound on Sunday morning, and you just gotta have it, so you buy it. And then over the next couple days, you put some gas in your scooter, and you buy a few power bars and a book about tidying up. And then all of a sudden you realize that $100 is gone. And you're like, wait, where'd that $100 go? And you think, well, I don't get another $100 till next month. So you pull out this little piece of plastic called a credit card. And with that credit card, you can actually buy things with money that you don't even have yet. And you say, it'll be okay. I'll pay it back next month when I get another $100. And then you go on buying muffins and cups of coffee and more books about tidying up. And you find yourself in debt. Then on Sunday morning when they pass the basket at church, you're like, sorry, I got nothing. I got to pay my credit card bill. I'm sure someone else will take care of paying the church bills. So that was me, pre-YNAB. Post-YNAB is very different. This is how having a budget has changed me. When I get that $100, I sit down for a few minutes and I get real quiet. And I think about what's important to me. Things like building relationships, finishing projects that I've started, supporting my daughter's education, feeding myself with high-quality food, being generous toward others, being an active member of my church, and being able to retire someday. Before I ever spend a single dollar, I decide how this $100 is going to support the big picture of my life. From that quiet place of knowing what's important, I give every dollar a very specific job. Like, I know I need food, so I'll put $30 into the food category. I have to pay for heat and waters and trash pickup, so I'll put $20 into the utilities category. I've got to put gas in my scooter, so I'll put $10 in the transportation category. When Christmas comes, I want to get Hallie something nice, so I'll put $10 away every month, so when December gets here, I'm ready for Christmas. I know I don't want to work forever, so I'll put $15 to save for the future so that I can retire someday. I'll put that in the retirement category. And I should probably try to have some fun, so I'll put $5 in the just for fun category. And you know, my church is like a home away from home, so I'll budget $10 to give to the UU Church of Kent. And then I'm done. I have successfully budgeted $100. Now that the money is budgeted, I'm free. I experience the freedom of not having to think about it. From what I understand, there are many systems for keeping a budget. Many of you probably already have one, and I know that our church has one. But it's all new to me, and I've been loving it. Today, thanks to my budget, I've made an intentional decision about my pledge to support this church. By putting a manageable amount aside each month, on December 1st of this year, I'm going to write a check for the entire amount of my 2017-18 pledge. And then I'll start saving for the following year's pledge. With my history around money, it's kind of funny that I'm saying this, but whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old, if you're anything like I was, and you're interested in waking up to financial reality, I would love to help.
Thank you.
spring is not entirely about new growth. It is entirely about transformation. In our community this week, Christina Hayes' father has died. Please hold her tenderly in your heart. And this week, Marion Yeagler's mother has died. Please hold her tenderly in your heart. Also, this is of particular importance to congregations searching for settled ministers. Renee Rahutsky reminds us to hold our sister congregations in love and hope, as this is the week they make offers to their chosen settled ministers. That could be you next year. Spring is about relationship and transformation. Community is about relationship and transformation. And prayer is about relationship and transformation. In community, we have no prescribed way to pray other than to allow each of us to do so in our own way. Let us hold people we care about with love and tenderness. When there are big joys in the world that someone wants to celebrate, let us celebrate with them and make it more joyous still. When there is sadness and burdens to carry, let us reach out and help carry the sadness and the burdens. And most importantly, when we are the joyful or the sad one, let's remember to bring that joy and sadness into a loving community that will help make our life richer. Amen.
From an unusual winter. The climate has been bearable, but the political climate has been unbearable. With autumn's decay, we became weather-beaten and frail. Like nature's plants, we've spent the past months in the womb of darkness, drawing nourishment for our rebirth. Let us remember the hope that resides within us as we ponder these words found in unison reading number 510 in the hymnal. I invite you to stand, if able, and speak these words aloud with intention. O Spirit of life and renewal, I have wintered enough, mourned enough, oppressed myself enough. My soul is too long cold and buried, my dreams all but forgotten, my hopes unheard. I am waiting to rise from the dead. In this, the season of steady rebirth, waken to the power so abundant, so holy, that returns each year through earth and sky. I will find my heart again and my good spirits. and feel again the eternal powers. The flow of life moves ever onward through one faithful spring and another, and now another. May I be forever grateful.
Thank you.
words from the beautiful song the choir just sang are found in the book of Ecclesiastes from the Hebrew Scriptures. They proclaim that God provides abundance. It's the job of humans to discern the proper time and use of this God-given grace. Unitarian Henry David Thoreau reminds us, live in each season as it passes. Breathe the air, drink the fluid, taste the fruit, and resign yourself to the influence of each. For Thoreau, spring was the time to be refreshed by the sight of inexhaustible vigor. As we face the inevitable tumultuous storms of the season, may spring inspire us to stretch and burst forth in all of our illustrious glory. Invited me to share reflection on awakening. After giving this invitation a great deal of thought, I realized I can't recall ever experiencing a dramatic awakening, at least not of the magnitude of Hal's. In fact, I have to admit that I'm envious of those who have experienced the big one, that life-altering epiphany. Perhaps because of my upbringing as a Christian, I was taught to expect the thrill of being born again, that momentous awakening when suddenly life meaning becomes crystal clear. I recently read a poem by Juan Ramon Jimenez that offers an alternative perspective. My boat struck something deep. Nothing happened. Usual sounds, uninterrupted waves. Nothing happened. Or perhaps everything happened, and I'm sitting in the middle of my new life. What an intriguing thought. Perhaps the conscious understandings I hold today are the result of multiple awakenings, small and large, that have accumulated over time, too subtle for me to notice. As Unitarian Universalists, we recognize that the journey toward truth and meaning progresses differently for everyone. It can entail slow and imperceptible experiencing of a gradual process, or it can be a dramatic insight. I'm okay experiencing the gradual, subtle process of awakening, but if grace should ever shower me with the big one, I'm ready. Again appears the white water lily, and a season I had waited for has arrived. It is the emblem of purity, and its scent suggests it. Growing in stagnant and muddy water, it bursts open so pure and fair to the eye and so sweet to the scent, as if to show us what purity and sweetness can reside in and can be extracted from the slime and muck of earth. What confirmation in our hopes is in the fragrance of the water lily. I shall not so soon despair of the world for it. Henry David Thoreau continues, "The delicious soft spring air, how it fills my veins with life. A certain dormant life awakes in me, and I begin to love again." Indeed, may you awaken this spring to love of community and love of life, a love that sustains and strengthens you as you go out into the world.
How good.
This vibrant church community offers us so many gifts, including music. As listeners, music gives voice to our emotions. As musicians, it gives us the opportunity to express ourselves and to expand our comfort zone in a safe community. We will now collect your donations in gratitude for our music director and the joyful abundance of music that he inspires. These words from Henry David Thoreau. I have an appointment with spring. She comes to the window to wake me. When we wake to spring, we burst through the nondescript of our ordinary life with a newness of sight. We wake with emphasis. May you go forth and live life with emphasis.